USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Much of central Louisiana remains under a flash flood warning after Hurricane Delta dropped more than a foot of rain on the area. The storm, which is now a tropical storm, is making its way through northern Louisiana and is expected to head into northern Mississippi and the Tennessee Valley, bringing the threat of tornadoes and more flooding later today and Sunday. The president returns to the campaign trail with an in-person event at the White House today and a rally planned for Monday in Florida. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
President Trump will hold his first rally since his COVID diagnosis on Monday in Central Florida. The event to be held at the Sanford Orlando International Airport at 7 p.m. The Trump campaign said all attendees will be given a temperature check, masks, which they're encouraged to wear, and access to hand sanitizer. The president was scheduled to hold that rally originally last Friday, but the event was postponed after he tested positive for coronavirus on October 1st.
This is USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook from Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you. But you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.
Negotiations over another coronavirus stimulus package continue after the White House sent a new proposal to House Democrats on Friday. The new offer is a $1.8 trillion package that reportedly includes another $1,200 stimulus payment. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah told reporters that progress is being made while the administration would like to keep any package under $2 trillion.
So where we are, Secretary Mnuchin met with Pelosi. We are willing and eager to make a deal, and we're willing to come up on the levels that we're giving in terms of direct payments to the American people, potentially PPP loans, as well as airline aid. We're still looking at, we want to keep that number below $2 trillion, but some progress being made. We want to think that the speaker is operating in good faith, and we could have some progress in the near future.
The offer is said to contain at least $300 billion in relief funds for state and local governments. President Trump said Friday he'd like to see a bigger stimulus package than either the Democrats or Republicans have been offering. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A federal judge is blocking a decision by Texas Governor Greg Abbott that would limit each county in the state to one ballot drop-off point for this year's election. In a 46-page decision, Judge Robert Pittman declared the rule would negatively impact voters, forcing absentee voters to travel farther, to wait in longer lines, and could expose them to the coronavirus. Judge Pittman added that any confusion from the late change in the rule would be offset by expanding voter access. There are many important issues discussed in this week's vice presidential debate, but most of the talk from American voters centered on that fly that landed on Vice President Mike Pence's head. Now that moment is being immortalized in the form of a bobblehead. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
There's been so much buzz about that fly, the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum has decided to create a new one that reflects that moment that so many people have been talking about. Phil Sklar is with the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum.
Just released the Mike Pence fly bobblehead, and it's all everybody seems to be talking about. And so we thought, you know, hey, let's throw it out there and see if people want a special bobblehead to commemorate that unique moment during the vice presidential debate with the fly on his head and a removable mini fly swatter on the desk.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.